Hi, this is How Do I Deal. Each week we bring you an anti-plaster of advice, chats, lols, games, and those like soft capsicum things with the cheese in them. I'm Ella.
And I'm Jade.
Let's kick this in the dick, please. Thank you.
Please and thank you.
Hi, Jade.
Hello. Hello. Soft capsicum with stuffed cheese. Are they like stuffed bell peppers that you speak of?
You know those? Okay, you can get them prepackaged as well.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe not. Maybe in the deli.
From the deli.
Is it a tomato or is it a capsicum?
I think it's a bell pepper.
What's a... Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I think they're called stuffed bell peppers. But then I don't know if bell pepper is like the American version of capsicum.
Do you know what I mean, though, when I'm talking about it? It's like...
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, I do.
It looks like a tomato, but it doesn't...
They're red. Yeah.
And it has... Is it like feta or something?
Yeah, some sort of cheese. Nice anyway, but I hate capsicum and everything, like everyone it's associated with.
Even fresh capsicum?
Yeah.
More so.
What? What do you mean? Like, especially fresh capsicum.
Oh.
Is it capsicum? With an M at the end?
I think it's capsicum then.
Capsi.
It's capsican.
Capsican.
Oh, Jade.
Ooh-hoo.
Doesn't like it.
Ooh-hoo.
Whoa. I love it. An apple. Whole
Gross.
Fresh capsicum.
Do you keep the seeds in it? How does one prepare a capsican?
For what?
Eating.
Okay. I normally cut it...
If you're doing it for a salad, say.
Oh, so normally I'd get a knife and like kind of just do like a little cartoony type... sawing around the stem until then I can pull that out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep.
And then normally if I'm doing it for a salad, then I just cut it straight in half, bang it till the seeds fall off.
Yeah.
Lay it shiny side down and cut it into really thin strips.
Yeah. 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 Have you ever cooked it like you have to sit it over a naked flame and then peel off the
No.
So I've tried to do that and it's really hard.
Dangerous.
Like you've got to sit I think you can probably put it in the oven as well. But you, like, turn the gas stove on and you sit it on a naked flame so the outside kind of burns. And then you have to peel it off, but it burns your fingers if you don't wait for it to cool down. And it doesn't peel off in one easy thing.
What?
That's for, like, I don't even know, I guess...
Roast, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Why did I do that?
I think that just, like, I know
just
my
skin
limits.
On. Skin on.
So when I see something's about to, like, a process is going to be too hard, I'm like... Well, we're not having roast peppers today. We're having fresh capsicums.
Mm. Yeah, I just hate them.
What about marinated?
Yeah, no. Oh. Although it's in the same basket as things that I hate that I'm just discovering that I may not actually hate at all, like nuts.
Yeah.
I've got into nuts lately.
You don't like nuts?
No.
So
nuts.
Many lesbian jokes. How rude.
How rude.
Yeah, so...
So anyway, guys, welcome to our podcast, How Do I Deal?
We will move on to pickling green tomatoes in a second.
Oh, yeah. I could get down with that.
Welcome to Preserving with Ellery.
Yeah.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said that I could say... My chick on the side says she got one on the way. My confessions.
Man, I throw it
and I don't know what to do. I guess I'm gonna keep tattooing top poo. Guess I gotta keep top poo.
I fucking loved that song when it came
out.
It's
so good.
Usher Confessions Part 2.
It was such a bad, like, story, though.
Yeah. What about that chick on the side that he was creeping with? Creeping with?
So she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, I feel bad for her. But the whole point of me saying that was, what's a confession?
Like a church confession?
Well, it's kind of in the same vein as, like, secrets and lies and whispers. And, hey, guess what we learnt the other day?
Yeah.
In the white wine realm,
yeah.
There is 3 brands of wine.
Yeah.
And they're really targeting, like, the demographic of, like, early 20 single white female, these three brands, Whispers, Gossips and Rumours.
Oh, they are too.
Which I thought was so funny.
What is it? Whispers,
Gossips
and Rumours. Oh my lord. That's ridiculous.
It's kind of what happens when you have white wine with your lady friends.
Yeah, oh yeah. Is red wine, like, does that have more, I wonder if that's got, like, more robust, like, manly names?
Possibly. But it's, yeah, like,
I feel like...
repressed memories.
Yeah. I feel like when products, like, it's weird when products start marketing, like, so it's just wine, mm-hmm. then they can market the same wine to, like, males and females, you know? Oh,
it's the same for example. As deodorant.
It's the same as fucking everything, I reckon.
Did you hear the thing I read out the other day? It made me laugh so hard. It was like, ladies' deodorant fragrances, rose, fresh breeze, laundry, and then it's like, men's deodorant, like, antifreeze, aeroplane, gun.
It is. It's always like, mahogany, sawdust, and like, fucking firewood, smoke.
Fuel.
Yeah.
Weightlifting. The sweat gyms. Of another man.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so secrets in the city. Speaking of secrets in the city...
Should we just quickly touch on... That's our episode today, guys.
Yeah, that is our episode.
Secrets. Shh. Secretive.
Secretive.
Oh, hello.
Do you remember there was... I had it on, I'm guessing, VHS. Mm. This is a secret. This is one of my secrets, I guess, guys. I had on DVD or video, but guessing video because of the era.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this Home and Away spin-off, and it was called Secrets in the City. I'm pretty sure I'll have to verify that with Googs, but it's called like Secrets in the City. And do you remember that family on Home and Away? I think they lived in Irene's old house. No. Is that where like Will lived for a time? No, I'm getting houses confused. Anyway, there were three sisters, and Tam and Sursok was one of them. Remember Tam and Sursok? It was like Jade, Kirsty, or Christy, don't know, and an older sister, like, and started with V, I reckon.
They had that boyfriend who was like a rapist.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so creepy.
But I remember Jade had bulimia.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kirsty.
Eat whole cakes.
Yeah, and then go.
And go have a bomb.
If you're seeking help, I don't know.
Oh, poor things, Lifeline.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah. It's really
actually, funny. if you type, I want to kill myself into Google, it just gives you Lifeline, so just do that.
Really?
Yeah, I've done it like 4 times. We can laugh about it now.
That's kind of cool. Well, yeah, that's good. Anyway, so I definitely remember Kirsty or Christy being in the city. Don't know about who, I don't know who else was there, but it was like a spin-off, and I think it was just like, maybe it was just like a movie-length episode, or maybe it was like a few episodes.
Home and Away spin-off, or Home Alone spin-off?
Home and Away spin-off.
Oh, I thought you said Home Alone.
Did I? I don't mean to.
Waiting for like Kevin!
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, Home and Away spin-off. Continue, sorry.
Yeah. No, that's it. I just, do you remember that?
I never watched it. I've heard it been brought up now.
Yeah.
And I'm vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
But, no. You know, once I left Yabby Creek, I wasn't having a bar of it.
Isn't Yabby Creek not where they... It's Summer Bay.
Where's Yabby Creek?
Yabby Creek's like their rival town.
Oh.
I don't watch it anymore. Anyway, this is not about secrets, but... Well, no, this episode is about secrets, but now I'm just on a Home and Away trope. Did you ever watch Home and Away?
Only a little bit to try and fit in with the cool girls.
Yeah.
Really didn't have much interest.
We didn't mind if you didn't watch Home and Away, Ella. Me and the cool girls.
Yeah. That's it. Like, I just found a really big ingrown hair. Look at that.
Oh,
it's right for popping. Let's just ignore it.
Do you pop them?
Oh, get at them as soon as I can.
I've got two blackheads on my face that I wouldn't mind someone getting at, because I don't pick stuff like that. I don't know how I don't like it.
Do you want to know one of my secrets, one of my guilty pleasures?
I already know. Well, yeah, tell me, and then I've got a confession. Oh, a secret confession.
So one of my, like, secret things to do is, like, get overly excited about those ridiculously large pimple-popping videos on YouTube. Like, cysts, blackheads. Even sometimes it goes into, like, a brown recluse spider bite, like, packing.
Yeah.
And I just get really, like, gutturally excited about it. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Do you want to know my confession?
Yes.
I know this because the other day we were on your phone, like on YouTube on your phone, and you were looking up Judy Garland, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was like recommended videos, and it was like, I had a quick glance, and it was like, guy pops pimple the size of a golf ball on his back, heaps of pus, .com.
Oh my god, you saw that.
I did. It's that's fine. I think like people do have a penchant for that. Yeah. Is that the word?
Maybe a Sean Penn.
Yeah, a Sean Penn for that.
But yeah, it's not, I mean, I suppose it's not that much of a secret, but some people really are like, oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really like
indifferent.
Yeah, yeah. I just like, I couldn't, don't mind either way, really.
Oh God, what else did you see on my YouTube, like, searches?
No, that was the thing.
I just shared my Stan. Okay, so Stan is a video streaming service, Australian video streaming service, like Netflix. I just shared the password with my dad because I have three screens. And so now we're sharing an account.
Yeah. But then, and is it like on Netflix, like, can, when you go into it, does it say like Ella and then your dad can make his own, like,
no,
it's all just one account.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't branch off. So the
things that I've like looked up that I was drawn to straight away. First, like the documentary that James Franco produced, Kink, about BDSM porn, Louis Theroux in a brothel. Like, it's kind of, are you seeing the pattern, guys? But the fact is that, like, my dad can also see that.
Mm.
And, like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Mm.
Maybe it's a good thing. It's like, well, father, you know that I'm a terrible, perverted human being.
Yeah.
And that's my secret that I don't need to tell you. Because you can see it on my Stan account.
I wonder if he'll say anything.
Well, then I'll be able to see, like, things that he started watching, which I haven't watched.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So we'll.
We'll see.
We will see.
Time will tell.
It may test our friendship.
Yeah. I'd say it will.
I don't think it would, because, like, my dad has got a pretty sick sense of humour and just, like, is overly naughty.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just think that makes him sound so weird. But, like, yeah. He's pretty gross in himself, so I could just be like, yeah, fuck you, you raised me, this is your fault.
You did this. I'm pretty friendly with my parents, but
Did you keep secrets from them?
Oh, yeah. Actually, this is like a gross story that's kind of not really about secrets, but it's about, well, I'm just going to tell it anyway.
Okay.
So once... Mum, like, kept telling me to clean my room, and I would never clean my room, and then finally she would, like, cave and help me clean my room, but usually her helping me clean, like, because I can't clean my room because I'll sit down in one corner and be like, hey, Mum, like, remember this thing? And she's like, Jade, fuck, like, it's just clean.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit there for ages, like, looking at an old book or some shit. Yeah. Anyway. Well, cleaning out, like, my chest of drawers, and I had, like, a bag in there that I'd obviously started... this makes me sound like a filth animal, but it was, like, in grade 10, guys, so whatever.
Grade 10, yeah.
Oh, like, year 11 or 12. Yeah. I don't know. It was a long time ago. So I had a bag that I'd obviously, like, started putting rubbish in, just, like, old chip packets and what have you.
Yeah.
So Mum picked that up, but she accidentally picked it up from the bottom side, so everything fell out on the pool table.
Yeah.
And... maybe, like 7 or 8 used condoms with, like the sperm in them. Like, tied in knots, just fell all over the pool table, and her face was just, like... and she just goes, you better clean that up before your father sees.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
What a disgusting fucking animal.
I think you're just a youth. They're gross and they're sexual.
Like, put them in the fucking bin. No. Okay. No, here's my argument to that. I was clearly going to. They were in a rubbish bag.
You were halfway there.
Yeah.
Have you kept secrets for friends?
For friends?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And then I'm trying to think of any.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would have.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. I think I'm a good secret keeper.
Yeah, I would say you're a good secret keeper.
Yeah.
I reckon I could tell you. Oh, I know that you would, anything I say to you would go to quite long hair as well.
Well, some things, yeah. but then there's definitely stuff that I haven't told him.
Yeah.
Like, but if it was something that I think he would have an opinion on that yeah. that would relate to, you know, that or you would helpful. Like or, you know, whatever, then yeah. I would tell him. But I definitely, yeah, wouldn't tell him stuff that you didn't want.
I think secrets are so strange. Because I'm an oversharer. I just don't think I even have any secrets.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same. Like, I'm a massive oversharer. Just as you were saying that, a kind of... another weird thing is, people that you've been dating or that, you used to see, I guess. Like, I was just thinking then about someone that I was seeing kind of before Quiet Long Hair.
Mm.
And it was now, like, looking back, it was just the most shambolic... excuse for a relationship. Like, do you ridiculous. Remember? Like, we would fight.
Yeah.
Like, actually, like, scream at each other yeah. and fight. Like, which is not me at all. We would just fight constantly about nothing.
It was ridiculous.
It was just so stupid. Yeah, anyway. I don't care, because I actually think he's, a good person, so it's fine. But
yeah.
I think about all of the stuff that we shared with each other, like,
because
it was, like, a really fast-moving relationship. Like, he would tell me stuff about his dad that he'd never told anyone, and, like, I would tell him stuff about my whatever that I'd never told anyone. And I was like, God, that's so strange, because I have nothing to do with this pretty much stranger anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't... That's weird.
I wonder I think that being open book... and very sherry is almost a blessing, because it's almost like no one has any... Because there's, like, some really terrible toxic people out there that will hold things against you that you've said, or, like, secrets that you've, instilled in them. But because we're such oversharers, I think it's like, well, you've got nothing, because, like, the other, like, 1,000 people I know also know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, like... I think it's a good thing. And I don't need to keep track of, like, things that I've said. Because when I was younger, I used to lie constantly. And it was maybe just... It was either to keep out of trouble or to make people like me, which was so terrible.
Which was so 1995.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 4-year-old Ella was such a
dick. No, I was just like, wait.
No, but she was. Like, that's even true. Like, and I just so, like, I just lie constantly.
Really?
And I have all these secrets. Yeah. Like, I remember... like, getting my brothers in trouble because I thought that their, like, punishments weren't appropriate. So I would go and, like carve one of their names in their handwriting into, like, some furniture and then point it out to Mum and Dad, be like, oh, look, siblings have been, like, naughty. And then I'd, like, tell them off and, like, lock them in their room.
That's and I'd just so be, weird.
Yeah, and I'd just be sat there, like, oh, no, I can never tell anyone. Like,
shit, that's so strange. My brother and I never did stuff like that. Like, I don't think we really lied at all when we were younger. Although, I think I've got a photo of it, and it might be on my Instagram, with my other 10 photos. I'm not sure if it is, but if it's not, I will put it on. But
Jade underscore Clee?
I think it's just Jade Clee.
Okay, yeah, Jade Clee.
Yeah, no underscores. I don't know, actually. Anyway, my brother, and I don't even know when he did this, because Mum and I just saw it one day.
Mm.
So, at like, our front door, we had, like, a painted white sort of front door.
Yeah.
It just said in permanent texture, in my brother's handwriting, it just said, Mum.
Like, you try and then, got
yeah,
mom
he tried to
trouble.
Get Mum into trouble. And then at the front of our house, we had this, like, painted white as well, like, but it was made of wood, like a railing, like a handrail. Yeah. It said Mum on there as well.
So he'd just been pissed off one day and he's like, look, I'm
yeah, he must
get
have
her.
Tried to get her in trouble and I like, didn't even know her first name.
That's so cute.
Isn't it adorbs?
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't think
I'm so openly honest. Like, I remember my cousins were really secretive about their periods when everyone started getting their periods. And one of them got it well before all of us, like, the poor bitch, got it in, like, grade 4. And she was really, really secretive, and the other girl cousins were asking her stuff. And she was like, no, like, I don't even have it. And they're like,
oh, really?
Your mum told us that you did, like, you have to tell us. And she'd be like, no, I don't, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I got mine and I was like, girls, listen up. Like, do you want to see all of my sanitary items? I was like, this is a tampon, this is a pad. And I'm just, it's like, describing in detail what a period is. One of them was like, can I see a pad? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, no, a used one.
I was like,
look, I don't feel like real cool, but they're in that bin there.
Yeah.
And then the little ferals went and got one.
That just reminds me. I think I probably did a pad exchange with my best friend in primary school. I remember when my best friend in primary school, and I hope she's listening to this story, but I remember when she got her period and she was in the toilet, and I was sitting outside the toilet, like we were at her house, and I was just sitting outside the toilet waiting for her, or like maybe I needed to go next, and she's like, Jade, I just got my fucking period. In year, I guess like year 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, no, you didn't. And then the door just like swings open and she just holds her knickers up to me. Like covered in blood. I was like, oh fuck. Okay. Where are the pads? Like, panic mode.
It's funny the way it's like, that is quite a secretive thing for some people though. Even still.
Oh, even still is weird. But I do remember, not so much, it wasn't a secret, but I remember it was a big deal. Like I remember going to my friends and being like, okay guys, like, so I got my period.
Yeah.
And I remember my teacher in year 6, like, took me outside and was like, Jade, like, I know, like, you know, like, so-and-so told me that you've got your period, like, just so you know, like, you know, just, like, talked to me about. Yeah. I guess, I think that's a really good thing as well, because a lot of people's parents didn't really know how to, probably don't really know how to talk to people about it, and I had a girl teacher, so she was, like, telling me stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool.
That is helpful.
But what's the point of a story? I don't know.
Period secrets. Secret periods.
Secret periods.
My period's never a secret. Like, you guys can hear about it on fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
So,
enough about periods.
What have you been doing?
Not much, actually.
Yeah.
I've been talking, and you would know this.
Yeah.
I just made you listen to a song. Guys, I went to see Fiddler on the Roof on Friday night, and I was not looking forward to it, just because I felt like, what's this old story?
Yeah.
Like, what's it got to do with me? Like, you know, whatevs. I am still riding such a high from it.
Yeah.
It is insane. It was so good. Everyone in it was so good. The songs are fucking brilliant. The story's really cool. Ella, I think you need to go and see it, please. It's so good. It is just, it's so good. It could also be that I haven't really been to much musical theatre.
Yeah.
And I'm very easily impressed. Like, even, because I went with Quiet Long Hair and his family, we went out for dinner beforehand, and we just went to this, like, really cheap, kind of, like, dumpling house sort of thing. And this is how, like, low my expectations for anything are. Like, dinner finished, and I was like, oh my god, that was delicious! And everyone was like, yeah, like, it was kind of actually pretty bad, but it was alright, I guess. And I was like, oh, like, okay.
That's a way to live your life, though.
Yeah, never be disappointed. And I wasn't. It was just so good. I'm getting excited now even talking about it.
There's something about a musical that is just so energy filling.
Yeah.
Because I think it's not real life. It's like real life is very mundane and quite shit. And then you go to a musical and people are just like, la, da, 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 da,
dancing. I think that we're going to write our own musical. I'm still serious about that. Like, this is how much of a high I was riding on. On Saturday, I tried to, like, pull all of our friends into writing and starring in our own musical that isn't for anyone else, it's just for us.
Yeah.
And, like, it'd be so ridiculous, but wouldn't it be so fun?
It would be so fun, and Jade had even gone to the point of giving everybody roles.
Yeah.
So I think, what are you, a director?
No, I'm not. I think I'm assistant director, because I can't do any directing, like, I don't think, although you said I was speaking quite passionately about it on Saturday night, wasn't it?
You knew what you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the musical theatre. It must be in my blood or something.
Yeah, it's soaked in through your pores.
Mm. Maybe I got it from my dad, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I think that's what it is.
It must be.
Andy, he's a little bit musical, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a few ideas that was thrown around. One of them was a musical about a supermarket.
Mm.
There's some other bits and pieces that were thrown into the mix. But guys, just, you know, keep an eye out.
Watch this space.
Yeah. Look, you'll be hearing about it. The gossip magazines will get a hold of it.
The gossip rags.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so that's Yeah, I'm still riding that high. I think I need to go and see more musical theatre, but it's super expensive. Like, you'd have to, I don't know, you'd have to pick just a couple.
Have you ever told, like, a kid that it's a dumb idiot?
No.
I reckon I have, I reckon I did it to my, like, little cousin. Not a dumb idiot, but been like, you're bad.
yeah. I remember, actually, that brings back nearly a suppressed memory.
Oh, no. Secret. Go.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. I remember once, I was really young, and my brother was, even younger.
Mm.
And I guess it was just us home because mum and dad were fucking doing God knows what.
Yeah.
And he had some friends over, and they were like, I don't even know what they were doing, they're being naughty. But I just, took it upon myself to just start yelling at them. And I, went around the bedroom, and I was like, stop that! And I was like, I remember his friend, who he's still friends with today, my word, I hope he doesn't remember this, because we're all really young, we're always, kids. I, snatched whatever Matt's friend had in his hand, and was like, don't touch that! stop it! You're being so naughty! Stop it! So that's the only time I've yelled at a child, but I was also a child. Yeah, what does that say about my fucking upbringing, that I was like, that seems like an okay thing to do.
Well, I remember getting told off when I was a child, and it scarred me for life, because it was my mum's cousin. We were at my auntie's wedding, and I was a flower girl with another girl, and they had, so for their wedding favours, it was Italian, there was julienne almonds.
Yeah.
And then, matches with the names on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And something
classic.
Else.
Classic.
Yeah, so Erin and I thought it would be, such a cool idea if we went and took, all the matches and then just took them into the toilets and played with them.
Yeah.
So I can understand why my mum's cousin had this reaction.
Yeah.
But we're being really safe. We're standing over the toilet. We're lighting the match and then dropping it in the toilet.
Yeah.
We're fucking bored. I was maybe 8 and Erin was, 12.
Yeah.
And so we're just doing that. And then mum's cousin walks in and she's like, oh, and, just this annoyingly overreactive Italian woman as well.
Yeah.
And, I hated her as well. She was just, the shittest. She had none of her own kids. She didn't know how to speak to children. When she saw us, she'd just be like, hello there. How's it been going? Okay. Goodbye.
Okay, that's me.
But, yeah, she was like, oh, Ella, you know better than this. You're going to, set your dress on fire. Your mum's going to be so mad. I'm going to get your dad to smack you. And I was just I'm sorry. And I was scarred for ages. Every time I saw her, I was like, bitch.
Yeah. Fucking bitch.
Let me play. Let an 8-year-old play with matches, Wilbur.
Yeah, I'm sort of on the fence on that one. I don't really know who to be mad at.
But it's you could have gone hey, guys, that's not appropriate. I'm going to have to maybe tell your parents. All the secret things. I used to steal those julienne almonds because I wasn't allowed to have them. So then they were locked up in my parents' bedroom. And I, broke into their walk-in wardrobe and, ate half of them and was just
Are julienne almonds the ones that are coated in sugar?
Yeah, but they're hard.
Yeah. They've got, a white sort of shell on them. White or pink?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them. Oh, I've seen them.
Also, while I was doing that, I found my parents' condoms for the first time and was like, huh.
Really?
Gross.
I never found condoms in my parents' room. I don't think they used them.
Oh. Gross.
Yeah. Or maybe I didn't find them. I don't know.
But yeah, secrets and lies. Mm. So there's an app called Whisper that's all about secrets, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I was just reading an article the other day. So the whole premise is things that you got on your chest you can't tell anyone about. You just tweet anonymously onto this app.
Yeah,
all of these other secrets.
Yeah.
But then the reason why it's in my head is because I was thinking about it, reading about it, the other day, and it was just essentially the app holds all your information when you sign up, so it's never anonymous.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to drop bombs anything on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just reminds me, and we'll have to put it in the show notes because I can't fucking remember the name of this website.
Yeah.
But it's a website, and it has people. It's called letters something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe anonymous letters or something. Anonymous, whatever. And the website is it's fascinating. So it'll just be pictures of notes or letters that people have sent to this one guy / person that does the website. And it's their deepest, darkest secret.
Oh.
but it's completely anonymous. Yeah. Or maybe some are emailed, or I'm not sure. I can't remember. I haven't been on for ages. But on the website, and I think that he may have made a book out of them, because they're just like the scrap bits of paper.
Yeah.
And some of them are so funny, and some of them are like heartbreaking to read.
Yeah.
I haven't been on it for so long, I can't even give you an example, but it's really cool. And I think every day or every week they update, like the, they'll just have like 50.
Yeah.
Of these secrets. Oh, it's fascinating. It's like so cool. Juicy, but you don't know who the people are. But they'll be like, I'm not in love with my wife, I'm in love with her sister.
That's like,
it's just stuff like that.
Neighbours should just go on there and get like all of that for script ideas.
No. Oh, yeah. That'd they be probably great. Do. I don't know what's happening on Ramsay Street nowadays.
I don't fucking care. They're all hot at the moment.
Hot.
They're all between the ages of like 19 and 25.
Yeah. Good on him. What else has been happening in my life?
Oh, you told me about your secret family in India.
Oh, I told you not to bring that up on the
podcast. Oh, sorry.
That's...
Quiet,
long hair if you're listening. Which I know you're not. it's all lies, sex and videotapes, is it?
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Tell me lies.
I'll tell you lies.
Yes?
You're a butthead.
Thank you.
Get it? It's like, that's an interesting way to compliment someone, isn't it? It's like, just being like, you're the worst, opposite day.
No, that's like fucking high school. That's like primary school bullying.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, because you like... could say mean stuff without getting in
just
trouble.
Just joking.
It's opposite day.
Yeah.
Dummy, which means
it was opposite day every day at my primary school.
Yeah. How was a child to keep track of the days? What is today? Opposite day? Does that mean that it is, in fact, opposite day? Got you thinking.
Yeah.
We have a question.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we're at good time. Do you have it on your phone?
Yeah, so this has come to us through
email.
Yeah, so Jade had a fucking field day, mate.
My computer nearly exploded, by the way, just because of the, what's the word?
Surprise?
the sheer volume of how many emails I'm getting at the moment.
But, of course.
I sifted through everything, and I picked this because it was really appropriate for our theme this week. Oh, guys, sorry. That was a lie.
So, if you want to send questions as well, this has come through howdoideapodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
It reads, secrets. How do I deal with a secret my Nana has told me, but has also said I can't share with the rest of my family, especially with my mother? So that's massive because, like, I think a big thing of why I share secrets is because I can't handle the secret.
Yeah.
It's like I need to get it. Yeah, someone else has it. Yeah.
I also think, I'm guessing it's her mother's mother.
Maybe.
Yeah. So just because she can't tell her mum.
Now, it depends on what the secret is. I think that using your own better judgment, if it's something like family distracting, like, your grandma was actually your mother's sister.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you have to look at, like, if people do know, who is it going to hurt?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to hurt your Nana because you told your mum, but is it better for your mum to know? Or,
like,
you have to look at who it's going to hurt, I think, and go from there, like.
But then I'm big on the side of, like, the truth will set you free. Just get it all out there. And even if it's really ugly, like, it happened and it's real life.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of that. But I also think, I don't think everyone needs to know every single thing. In saying that, like, I'm a very honest person. I don't think I've really lied to many people.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, like, yeah, just lie all the time. I actually find that quite offensive. But I think, I don't know what this secret is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I'm just saying, I don't think that everyone needs to know every single thing. But if this is something, oh, it's so hard when you don't know what it is.
I'm imagining that it's fucking terrible because of the way that she's written it.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if it's, like, family uprooting, crushing and dynamic shattering, then it would be, like, incredibly hard to make the decision on whether or not you're going to do it.
That's such a tough spot to be in.
Yeah. I would say that,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that's really... Yeah.
Like, she's not allowed to tell anyone, not even her mum. Like,
I think I would tell my mum.
I would.
I'd have to.
I think that I would... Because also, it depends on if it's eating you up inside, if it's weighing heavy on your chest, this piece of information.
Yeah.
Also, maybe if it's, you could start by telling, like your partner or your friends or something. Just yeah. Say, like, and then see if that kind of lifts the burden and if that's enough to kind of get through.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that it would eat away at you. If it's something yeah. that's about your family.
Yeah. And is it, like, is it something that your mum should know?
Yeah.
As well? Like, if it is, then definitely I would have to break my nana's trust.
I think... In the end of all of it, is like trying to alleviate some kind of pressure of having the burden of the question, secret, sorry.
Yeah.
By telling some people who are close enough to you that you can trust
mm.
and see how you go. If things kind of start to manifest again, like the secret is like weighing heavy on you.
Yeah.
Then it's not fair to you that you have to hold on to this.
Yeah.
And it's not fair that they kind of told you either.
Not to tell. It's really not fair. Yeah. Another option would be to say to your nana, I can't keep this secret.
Mm.
Like, you have to tell family or whoever.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I can keep it anymore.
Mm.
And I will tell them.
Yeah.
Bloody just threatened.
The way, kind of the way she's posed the question sounds like it hasn't really gotten to her yet. It was just like...
What do I do?
Yeah. How do I deal with a secret my nana has told me, but has said that I can't share with the rest of my family, especially my mum? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would... first point of call would be going back to my nana and being like... If it's a serious thing that mm-hmm. I think that my mum should know, I'd go back to my nana and say, I think you need to tell everyone.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to, because it's not fair that I'm, you know... It's eating me up.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all about how you're dealing with it, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you can...
How do you deal with it?
Yeah, if you're a tough, like, little egg, all right, sure, and it doesn't faze you, then it's kind of like, okay, it's fine. There's all different key elements. Like, if your mum needs to know...
Yeah,
whether it will, like, hurt her unnecessarily, whether you're being hurt unnecessarily... So it's just, like, weighing up kind of the pros and cons.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Also, a big yawn.
I think that I would tell, though. I can't hold on to secrets for long.
I think I would if it... Family secrets are fucking hard. Don't you find it strange? I think it's, like, a generational thing.
Mm.
But I don't know if your grandparents are like this or if they have been like this. Like, things are a lot more secretive.
Absolutely.
It might be a small... Like, we're both from small towns. It could be a small town thing as well, which I think it probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, everything is secretive. Like, yeah. Oh, don't tell... Like, you know, so-and-so... Like, you know... So-and-so selling their house. Like, no one's to know about it.
Yeah.
Why?
I think back in the day as well that the... Lots of things were, like, Catholic guilt or kind of brought shame upon a family or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, lots of, like, people who have, like, half-brothers and sisters, babies out of wedlock. And now,
much of that.
You wouldn't fucking blink twice at it. You're just like, yeah, whatever. Like, they had a kid, they weren't married. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, that generation, our grandparents' generation is just like, oh my God, like, you can't ever tell anyone that.
I know. Think about being a single mum now is completely normal. Like, there's lots of single mums or single dads even. But then I think it was a bit harder to do that. So there was, like, you would adopt the baby out or someone else would bring, you know, like, another family member would bring up the baby. And then 20 years later they find out that their mum's really their uncle's sister. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah, it's a different world.
It is. And I think that's probably why I don't even, like, kind of see any of this as an issue because it is, this generation is kind of like, well, I am personally just don't really care what anyone does. It's like, you could tell me your deepest, darkest secret, and I'd probably be like, it's alright.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't murder anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care.
And even if you did, as long as you cleaned up the body, then yeah, we're square.
Yeah. You're laying sideways, but I'm sitting straight up.
Yeah. So do I sound relaxed, guys? Because I'm lying down.
She's overly relaxed. Like, I do wish she'd put some clothes on. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, it cracks me up. Like, secrets are just the strangest. But then it's hard because when somebody tells me, so because I'm open, I don't care. Then someone tells me one of their secrets and I, oh, can't deal. I want to explode. I pretty much always tell Jade because I can't handle it. I'm just like, hey, buddy, like, just tell any, just, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the purpose of a secret is. Like, yeah. Because people are going to judge you, maybe. I think that's maybe what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, just thinking about it, I don't know, because I don't have many secrets myself, I don't think. But then there's like, stuff that I just wouldn't tell people because I don't think it's appropriate. But I don't think that's a secret. I just don't think people need to know every single thing about my life. But then again, people know most things anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it is, I think it is good to be a little bit secretive. Like you were saying before, like, hold some cards to your chest.
Mm.
I don't know what cards I've still got on my chest.
Yeah. I'd say, actually, no, I'm quite secretive with my emotions.
Mm.
I'm very open with my experiences, but secret with my emotions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I am secretive.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I think I need to sit up. That's what it is. It's because I'm lying down.
Yeah.
I think I must be the opposite because I'm really, I tell everyone about my emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that I had a cool secret, like I was actually an escort or a stripper or something.
Yeah.
But I just don't have the cardiovascular skill level to even achieve half of one of those jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any cool secrets, I don't think.
I'm trying to think of a cool secret.
But if you think of one, will you divulge it?
Yeah, but I would have already, like if it was cool, I would have already said it.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not really a secret if it's cool. Do you reckon? Like, I'd never be like, oh, I've got a really cool secret, but I can't tell you. Like, that's just lame. Like, secrets are bad, I think. Secrets are always bad things. Unless they're a surprise party.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I suppose.
Like,
because I know I'm getting confused between, like, a secret and then just, like, stuff that, like, you don't need to tell people. Do you know what I mean?
I think a secret is when you go like, I'm like, hey, Jade. Jade once told me that she, oh, fuck, I don't know. I can't even make up a secret.
Yeah, Jade once told me, no, Ella once told me. Because I was going to say something really gross. Didn't want that on my name. But rude. Jade once told me that she accidentally had sex with a sheep. But she doesn't want anyone to know.
Yeah, so like, that's a secret.
Yeah, that would be a secret. It didn't have it.
Yeah. It didn't happen.
No.
But no, things that you just, like, no, don't look too far into it. You'll, like, brain will melt out your ears if you think that experiences that you haven't intentionally brought up in a conversation are a secret.
No, I know. Yeah, no, I know.
But then, yeah, it is hard, like, where is the line drawn? Because we are all so open with each other most of the time that...
Mm. Secretly...
Having a fetish for getting slapped across the face with a big piece of ham.
Yeah. That's mine too. That's my fetish too.
I'm so hungry. That's why I said that.
Oh my god, I'm dying in the asshole because I need food so much right now.
Yeah.
Alright, guys, I hope we answered your question to the person that sent us a question on the email.
Yeah.
Yeah, send us some more questions and we'll bloody answer them to our best.
Thank you for those guys who've gone onto iTunes and rated, subscribed and left a comment. It means so much to us.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And if you could do that, it'd be totes sick. Yo, so do it, please. Thank you. Alright, I'm over this. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
I've served a lot of masters throughout history. Now I want to go back home where I can be free. Then you come along with the opal in your hand. Now your every wish is my command.
That's right. Genie, from down under. Make my wish come true.
Dream on.
Genie.
Oh, yeah, all right then.
Genie from Down Under.